Technomic and Fragments, Volume 1, Tales of the Uncanny. Cthulhu. Azathoth. Yog-Sothoth. These are the unspeakable names of the Old Ones, the very heart of Lovecraft's Cthulhu mythos, a loosely connected canon which has gone on to become one of literature's most influential creations.
It's a very complex sort of inbreeding of mythologies, and what the pitch would be that things much older than mankind, things much older than Earth, are gazing upon us with indifference and cruelty.
Those Old Ones were gone now, hidden in distant wastes and dark places all over the world, until the time when the great priest Cthulhu, from his dark house in the mighty city of Rillier under the waters, should rise and bring the Earth again beneath his sway.
God is looking after you. God is looking after the good people. Good people will probably survive horror stories or ghost stories. Lovecraft redefined things. He took it away from the ghost story, away from the gothic, and into this vision of a malign world. This place surrounded by evil, horrible, monstrous things always trying to get in, who frankly don't really care about us.
But what led an old-world xenophobic gentleman to write these tales of unknown abominations and cosmic gods?